This is my favorite place of all time. Love this place. You could sit right here and just sing without any microphone, and it's just gonna resonate, and I don't know, it's just the history, you can feel it. I played this exact spot when I was 7. My parents sat right over there. The most excited I'd been that day was I got to go to Bob Evans. We were poor, so Bob Evans was a big deal. And I was like, man, this is awesome. And I get here, and right down that hallway over there, there's a little dressing room on the right. There was lights, big light bulbs, you know, around the mirror or whatever. That was the coolest part to me. I was like, ah, look at these light bulbs and this big mirror. Like, not that I'm up here where, you know, Hank and Johnny Cash and Willie and everybody's played. No, no. I thought the light bulbs around the mirror were a cool thing when I was 7. The older I get, I was like, God, I just want to make it back to the Ryman. I'd kind of given up, you know, because for years I'd done this in Nashville, and you know, I had publishing deals, I had different things, and it just didn't work out. I never got the big cuts, and you know, just I was like, man, I've had my shot, you know, it didn't work. That wasn't meant to be. I'm gonna go on to work, so I did. I went to work, and I was happy. I've done a lot of jobs. I've laid brick and poured concrete and all kind of stuff, but I still love playing music. So me and Eric Crazy Legs, that plays bass for me, we go way back, and we had a little three-piece. We had a different drummer, and we just put that together. We played the weekends. We just go to bars and literally got back to having fun just playing music, not trying to make a living at it. We just did it for fun. And that's when we got back to our roots, and that's when it started working.
I talked to my brother just the other day. Said he saw him with some guy out on the interstate.
Songbirds was where this is the first time Big Loud come to watch me play. You know, there wasn't a big crowd there, but they liked what they seen and, you know, signed me to the deal. So from that point, you're like, all right, we're on the move now with the record deal and everything. I think as soon as I got the deal, I went on the road with Willie Nelson, and I was like, man, we've, you know, selling out 2,000 or 3,000, 4,000 person places, and then we played like a 10,000 seater, you know, in a ball field or whatever. And we went from that, selling out everything, and then I come back and I was like, all right, you know, we're big time. I made it to a bar the next weekend to play this little bar gig, and literally 15 people showed up. So it was still a a humbling experience, you know. It never fails. Wherever you go, it's still, you're still climbing, trying to get somewhere, but yeah, we've come a long way, man. It's kind of unbelievable sometimes.
Night hit rock bottom, sitting on an old bar stool. Pay my tab, put me in a cab. You didn't have to.
Yeah, we come back and played a couple years ago with Jake, and that was awesome. That was a standing ovation, packed house. That was pretty cool. And then to have the Ryman to ourselves today, never thought we'd be there. So, yeah, where I find God at the Ryman, and it's all mine for the day. It's pretty crazy. Sunday.